A gravely ill Kremlin critic, Alexei Navalny, will be flown to Germany to receive medical attention. This after the activist politician's allies accused Russian authorities of deliberately trying to stop his evacuation. Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his lieutenants, and a campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a plane yesterday after drinking tea that supporters say was spiked with poison. Reuters says German doctors flew in to evacuate the 44-year-old Navalny at the request of his wife and others, who said they feared Russia might try to cover up clues as to how he fell ill, and said the hospital treating him was badly equipped. In Mali, the military junta has reportedly released two senior government officials detained during the coup against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. This as UN human rights officials met overnight with the ousted leader. There has been no word from Keïta since Tuesday, when he dissolved parliament, then resigned after being detained at gunpoint, deepening the crisis facing a country already struggling to fend off an Islamist militant insurgency. The release of Mali's finance minister and the president's private secretary came as junta leaders held discussions with political figures about creating a transitional authority. Reuters reports that despite the unease, the streets of the capital, Bamako, are calm for the third straight day today. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its largest-scale political unrest since the breakup of the USSR. Demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any idea of a new vote, despite the growing turmoil in the streets. Via remote, this is VOA News. Here in the United States, former Vice President Joe Biden is now officially the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. In his acceptance speech last night, he promised to be an ally of the light who would work to unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said, "united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans deal with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage. He also talked about a national reawakening of racial justice and what Democrats portray as the chaos of the Trump presidency. And so the stage is set for November 3rd, as President Trump makes a bid for re-election with Joe Biden intent on shutting down that effort. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million infections and a death toll of 794,000 plus. Doctors in most public hospitals in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are on strike today, protesting salary delays and a lack of protective equipment for treating patients who may have COVID-19. The Secretary General of Kenya's medical practitioners, pharmacists, and dentists says 320 doctors employed by the Nairobi County government were taking part in the work stoppage. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul was threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. That South Korea's totals now are 16,670 cases and 309 deaths. In China, health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without new COVID cases. Reuters is reporting that a top U.S. health regulator who will help decide the fate of a coronavirus vaccine has vowed to resign if the Trump administration approves the vaccine before it is shown to be safe and effective. There are worries the administration will pressure the FDA to authorize a COVID-19 vaccine in the run-up to the November 3rd presidential election. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. And this is VOA News.